Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Sunday, August 1st, and it's also Doggist 1st, the universal birthday for shelter dogs.
Who let the dogs out?
I'm Chris Swan, and here are today's top stories presented by Kia Mall of Georgia. Gwinnett police say the woman found dead at Yellow River Park was a teen from Lithonia. Duluth police arrested a trio for theft of catalytic converters from a car at an apartment complex. The Gwinnett School Board officially hired Calvin Watts to be GCPS's new superintendent. Gwinnett Chamber spoke with J. Alvin Wilbanks ahead of his last day as superintendent of Gwinnett County Public Schools. And finally, an altercation led to a shooting death at a Norcross area apartment complex. Plus, the Friends Experience is in Atlanta, where you can step inside the world of Friends.
And so we are recreating some of the iconic show sets, like Rachel and Monica's apartment, the opening sequence of the show where you sit on the orange sofa in front of the fountain, Central Perk.
Why buy at Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Gwinnett police have identified a woman who was found dead at Yellow River Park in unincorporated Stone Mountain on Wednesday morning. The body of Lithonia resident 18-year-old Tori Lang was found at the park, located at Juon Road, and officers were called to the scene on an unknown medical call at 6:30 a.m. Ms. Lang's body was found dead under a tree, and firefighters and paramedics who responded to the scene determined she died from a gunshot wound. She was identified after police put out a public call for information about her identity, which included releasing details of 4 tattoos that she had on her body. Anyone who has information about Ms. Lang's death is asked to contact the police.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
2 Lawrenceville residents and a Norcross resident were arrested by Duluth police last Friday and are accused of stealing the catalytic converters from several cars. 32-year-old Lawrenceville resident David Lopez, 24-year-old Norcross resident Justin Feliciano Onofre, and 26-year-old Lawrenceville resident Kimberly Joya faced charges of entering automobile or other motor vehicle with intent to commit theft or felony, possession of tools for the commission of a crime, loitering and prowling, with Ms. Joya also facing a charge of acquiring a license plate to conceal identification of a motor vehicle. A red saw machine was retrieved from the SUV, and the report states that the blade was still warm, indicating that it had recently been used. Another saw blade was allegedly found wrapped in a clear plastic bag in Mr. Lopez's sweater. Mr. Feliciano Onofre then reportedly confessed while officers were searching him.
Get her!
Yes, Superintendent Chalmers?
I hear you've been encouraging a student's creativity.
Please, sir, I can explain.
I'm thrilled, or would have been, if not for your knee-jerk assumption that I'm angry at you, which I am now.
Calvin Watts is officially coming back to Gwinnett County Public Schools. Superintendent Watts, who spent more than a decade working in the district as both an assistant principal, principal, and central office employee, was unanimously hired by the Gwinnett County Board of Education on Friday afternoon to become the district's new superintendent. The 52-year-old is also a history maker for GCPS because he's the first African-American to serve as superintendent of Georgia's largest school district. Here's Superintendent Watts with a few words about his new job.
It feels wonderful. I've shared this before that I grew up personally in Washington State. Mm-hmm. But I grew up professionally when I relocated to the Southeast, but professionally serving 13 of my 21 years in Georgia in Gwinnett County Public Schools. I could not be more honored, more privileged, more humbled to begin my tenure effective August 2nd as the next superintendent in Gwinnett County Public Schools. I will tell you that part of my leadership and my growth was due a large part to the administration.
He left GCPS in 2015 to become the superintendent of the Kent School District in Kent, Washington, and he continued to hold that job until Friday's vote. The school board approved a 2-year contract with a base salary of $380,972 as the district's leader, but that figure increases to $413,372 a year once transportation and expense allowances are factored in. The contract is set to expire July 31st, 2023.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. don't you now?
Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy of Peggy Slappy Properties, wishing everyone a great school year this year. Last year was quite disruptive. Our living rooms doubled as classrooms, and this left many folks in Gwinnett looking for more space. If this has happened to you and you're considering buying or selling a home, call the team at Peggy Slappy Properties. When you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you're not choosing a realtor, you're choosing a team. From your home search to obtaining financing to finalizing the home becoming yours with McMichael and Gray, our closing attorneys. Remember, find us online anytime at psponline.com.
When outgoing Gwinnett County Public School Superintendent J. Alvin Wilbanks wakes up Monday morning, it will be the first time in decades that he hasn't had to think about how his decisions will impact the education of students. His last day as the superintendent of Georgia's largest school system is this weekend. A parade of tributes and gifts were bestowed on him on Thursday as the Gwinnett Chamber hosted a luncheon at the Gas South Convention Center to honor his career in education. It was also the outgoing superintendent's 79th birthday. Superintendent Wilbanks has led GCPS for just over 25 years, a rare feat in an era where, according to a 2018 report from the Board Center, the average length of a superintendent's tenure in a big district is 6 years. Speakers at the luncheon event included former Governor Roy Barnes, Gwinnett County Commission Chairwoman Nicole Love Hendrickson, United Way of Greater Atlanta's Denise Townsend, and Gwinnett Municipal Association Executive Director Randy Meacham. A man is dead after an argument led to a shooting at a Norcross area apartment complex on Wednesday night. Police were called to the complex, located at Beaver Ruin Road, around 11:15 p.m. When they arrived, officers found a man dead in the parking lot. Another male was detained at the scene who was in possession of a firearm. Police believe there was an altercation between the two, which led to the shooting. Detectives are currently questioning witnesses to determine the motive for the shooting. The victim's identity has not been released at this time. Anyone with information about the case is asked to contact the police. And now, the Friends experience is in Atlanta for a limited time. We're joined on the podcast by the man who is bringing Friends to life just for you.
My name is Jonathan Mayers. I'm the founder, CEO of Superfly X, and we are working with some of the biggest titles in television and film and some other areas of entertainment that we are creating fan experiences that fans can step into their favorite show or film. And currently, we are out with the Friends Experience, which we're in Atlanta now with one of our touring sets. And we also are currently open in New York City with one of our flagship locations.
And Jonathan, the Friends Experience is at Perimeter Point in Sandy Springs. And tell me, when you go to the Friends Experience, what is it? What happens?
You buy a ticket reservation style, and it's small groups of people that, when you enter into the Friends Experience, you're literally stepping into the show. And so we are recreating some of the iconic show sets, like Rachel and Monica's apartment, like Joey and Chandler's apartment, the opening sequence of the show where you sit on the orange sofa in front of the fountain, Central Perk. So you move through the experience. It's about 45 minutes. We also have original props and costumes and other show moments. And then you exit and you enter into the official Friends merchandise store, where we have all sorts of exclusive product. And that's the experience.
Jonathan, tell me about the fans that you're seeing, because Friends has been around for 27 years. And there was the original run, and then it was on reruns, and now it's got a whole new life on streaming. So who are the people who are coming to the Friends Experience?
Yeah, it's been incredible to see the range of fans at the experience, from kids to grandparents, multicultural, you know, fascinating. A lot of people learned English, actually, we found internationally, from watching the show Friends. And it's really, the show has stood the test of time. I think a lot of that is the chemistry between the actors, but also what the show represents as this kind of moment in people's lives. you know, as they're maybe coming out of school before they're professionalized, that's in where their friends are their family.
You can find all the information you need at friendstheexperience.com. That's where you can buy your tickets. You can reserve your time. And Jonathan Mayers is the founder and CEO of Superfly X. He's the man behind the Friends Experience. It's at Perimeter Point in Sandy Springs. And Jonathan, you can't talk about Friends without talking about style. And there is a lot of style going on that show. It's iconic. How is that represented at the Friends Experience?
Yes, so we actually highlight a lot of that, including Rachel's famous hair cut, which was definitely iconic. But we actually feature some original costumes as well. And, you know, being inspired by the aesthetic of the show, the way that we design the experience, the attention to detail, just the overall design of the experience, we hope to kind of live up to the quality, which we believe we do, of the show.
And Jonathan, how long are y'all going to be at Perimeter Point with the Friends Experience?
Yeah, so Jeremy, we opened up on July 15th, and we'll be there through September the 6th.
And I suspect people are allowed to take selfies on the fountain and in the apartment and at Central Perk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get to take photos as you're in the set, as you're immersed in the show. So photo opportunities all throughout the experience, and which is great because all the fans are sharing those.
FriendstheExperience.com, that's where you need to go to find out all the information. You can buy your tickets there and then head on over to Perimeter Point in Sandy Springs for the Friends Experience. Jonathan Mayers, thank you so much for this opportunity.
My pleasure, Jeremy. Good to be with you.
Doing nothing gets pricey.
How's that?
Letting stuff slide.
Makes things worse.
Goes double for your AC.
And putting off your R.S. Andrews Mega Tune-Up.
How so?
It's like this. Your AC either cools at peak efficiency
or inefficiently costs you money.
Never thought.
See? Doing nothing
gets expensive.
But R.S. Andrews saves you money.
You call, we come, it's cool again.
How?
Our clean, screen, trained, and trusted techs go mega deep.
We refresh it to factory fresh specs.
Like the day it was new?
Why, we call it mega.
But mine's kind of old.
We get maximum years from older systems.
On the other hand, if your old system costs more to run,
then a high-efficiency replacement one makes more sense?
Practically pays for itself.
I get it.
Comfort goes up.
Energy bills go down.
Now you're getting it.
Beats paying more.
Because R.S. Andrews makes it easy.
Easier than putting it off.
Mega tune-ups.
Efficient AC installs.
Either way, R.S. Andrews makes you smile.
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
They're RSAndrews.com.
When you're in the market for a new home, Georgia United Credit Union is here to help. We offer competitive rates, low fees, and flexible terms so you can be confident you're getting the best home for your budget. We'll even cover up to $500 on the appraisal fee of your new home, saving you even more money. Our home loan experts will guide you through the process, finding the best loan solutions for your needs. We have up to 100% financing and no money down options for qualified members. Unlock the door to your new home by visiting gucu.org/new home. Georgia United is an equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Rodney Sculthorpe, and I own A1 Tires and More in Lawrenceville. It's back to school time here in Gwinnett, and you want to keep your kids safe. So come to A1 Tires and More for your free brake inspection. All of our work at A1 Tires and More is guaranteed. Rest assured, we handle every repair with accuracy, integrity, and honesty. You can find us online at a1tiresandmore.com or give us a call at 770-963-8333. We're located directly across from the Lawrenceville Police Headquarters, and we are A1 on your ride.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden, and Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.